Hello.
Hi, how you doing? Miss Abigail?
Yes, hi, who's calling, please? Sorry.
This is Rosie Austin.
Sorry, who?
Rosie Austin, we responded through text message.
Oh, yes. Who's the patient that you're calling for again?
It's my mother.
Okay, just a second, please.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, hi. Sorry. I see. So you called for regarding home care services for your mother, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So just to tell you a bit about the process, you're going to have two assessments with the broker. They're going to come down to your home. They'll hopefully approve you by Maximus, and then you're going to have to collect some financial documents. And it usually takes a couple of weeks till we get everything in order. But if everything gets done in a timely manner and we can get through to you, and we get the approvals from them, which could sometimes take time, it's not always in our control or in your control.
Yes.
Hopefully within a couple of weeks we'll have the approval and you can be enrolled and we can move you on to staffing and your mom can have her caregiver, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so the first thing is to schedule an assessment with the broker. Mimi didn't give you the number for the broker, correct?
No.
Okay. So I'm going to give it to you. Just before I hand this over, I just want to make sure your mom isn't making more than $2,900 a month, correct?
No, she receives current SSI.
Okay. And does she own a home?
No, we're currently in a temporary living situation with a family looking to move soon.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. And just to make sure that she doesn't have any great assets, because sometimes the county will, if at a later date when the patient isn't around anymore, sometimes the assets will liquefy to the government. Sometimes people run into issues, but I just want to confirm that there's no great assets and
not that we know
and
of.
That
no.
will be okay.
Not that
okay,
we're
fine.
Aware
it seems
of,
like
no.
It should be fine, but
okay.
Of the assessment, they should tell you if you'll be approved, and then you should be okay. Okay.
Okay.
Fine. So I'm going to give you the number to call the broker to schedule this assessment. Can I tell it over to you now?
Yes. If you could you just send it through text message, please, and I'll go ahead and make the call.
I can text it to you. And I can, would you like for me to transfer you over to them now? I can try to do that for you.
Yes, that would be
fine.
Or
do you want to just call them?
No, that would be fine. Yep, that would be fine.
Okay, and fine. One more thing I just want to ask you while you're on the phone. By the first assessment, they're going to give you a form to fill out by your doctor. If you want, an easier way of going about it is if we just have have someone call you from our telehealth company and they fill out your form over the phone. They ask you a few questions. Would you prefer that?
Yes. That's the more convenient way, I'm guessing.
Yeah. It's a New York number. So just look out for the New York number. They'll probably call within the next couple of days, okay?
Okay. All right.
Okay, amazing. I'll be in touch with you shortly, okay? I'm gonna transfer you over to them. And you can text me if you speak with them and you schedule the assessment, you can text me when you scheduled, okay?
Okay. I'll update you. All right.
Okay. You can call
me
also.
Thank you so much.
Okay. No problem.
Okay.